Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 1, we were taught that the pastor has a responsibility to keep false doctrine out of the church. Let's continue with that lesson today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
You watch when a new TV season starts, and really I'm not into that, so I can only speak of past. But usually the most provocative, fleshly provocative programs started their new seasons with a very provocative program. You know, it appealed to the lust of the flesh and all that, whether it's men or women. That appeal was to draw you in to be a part of them. They were using the flesh to draw you in. That's what the contemporary movement does today. It uses the flesh to draw you in. Oh, they'll get saved, they get drawn in. Okay. That is filthy. That is wrong. You're calling them to repentance. Now, I've had some people that got upset with me at one time. At one place I used to preach, they wouldn't have me back for a long time because I said that repentance was a part of salvation. And I had a preacher that wanted to come preach in my church that believed that repentance was not a part of salvation. And he's tried so many times, and I told him no so many times. Because, doctrinally, he's wrong. I've got a responsibility as a pastor before God to keep false doctrine out of the church, to keep this fleshliness out of the church, not let it go that direction. And that's the thing that you do. Stand behind that pastor that stands true to the word, preaches the word as it is to men as they are. Don't get behind a pastor that's going to spit in the face of the Holy Spirit saying, the word of God can't do it, the Holy Spirit's power can't do it, can't change lives like it did years ago. Well, they won't say it that way, but that's actually by their actions what they're saying. You can't do it the way you used. Look, if they used to preach the word, it's the word that's going to work. But you have to be instant in season and out of season. Even when the numbers aren't there. He didn't tell us to have numbers. He told us to preach the truth, to preach the word. We're trying to bring them to a oneness of the faith. That is sound doctrine and of the stature of the fullness of Christ. I don't see Jesus Christ with a beer in his hand, doing a dance, half naked, and getting down and spinning around on the floor and doing a sexually provocative dance. Now, that's your idea of worship. You have learned Satan's system, and you are fully blinded and deceived by it, my friend. And I don't want you to be. I don't want you to be. You see, people go that direction. They know not the Spirit of God. You see, the Spirit is called the Holy Spirit. He was sent to indwell us. But the Holy Spirit can be indwelling you, and you can be quenching him and resisting him at the same time. So, don't quench the Holy Spirit. Don't quench him, especially in the areas of holiness. Now, the emphasis within the local church between those who speak more of the world. And when you think about that, why would you speak more of the world for the world in a church? You know how I preach. You think they're going to let me come into a nightclub and preach that way? No. They're going to stop me dead in my tracks. Why are we allowing the devil to do it in the church? So, again, they speak more of the world than they do of the light of the Christ, the light of the church. And those who speak of our Lord, His holiness, and the oracles of God. And they are ones who place leadership of various positions in the local churches, men who have not proven themselves. Titus is the place men in the local church who have proven themselves. The ones who are filled with vain talk are those who are gaudy in their bright, shining zircons, that are little value in heaven's eye, but impress men. The pastor is charged to keep God's house both clean and genuinely holy. By the way, I'm a pastor. I will be called into an account for that. Your pastor will be as well, as whether he was keeping it clean and genuinely holy. Now, that is not popular in today's religious world, but it will be honored highly in eternity. For the Bible tells us that concerning, for example, the faithful servant. The faithful servant, if he's faithful, he doesn't go to these gaudy ways of the world, but stays true to God's word, his will, his way, his timing, then that's the man that's going to hear, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Not these gaudy religious people. Oh, they're religious, but they're not righteous. Now, see the progression. Unruly talker. And next, we see what Satan is. A deceiver. Okay? As you're still looking at verse 10 here of Titus 1, he is a deceiver. Now, here points out the circumcision in this verse. I mean, you look at it. Many unruly and vain talkers, deceivers, especially they of the circumcision. Now, sometimes a preacher will name people or name organizations or something like that. They should name them. That is gossip to name the people that are doing the sin. No. In Mark chapter 16, if you look there, he says to name them which cause divisions contrary to the doctrine and avoid them. Okay? Mark then means to make them known. Alert the people. Some are afraid to speak against the Rick Warrens and the others that are out there that have gone other directions. And then there are some who actually at one time stood true to the word. I've known some fundamental independent Baptist preachers that had churches that preached the word. They were there. Boy, they helped it. It was growing and so forth. And then when things started to fall apart, they started to change. Well, they weren't committed to the word. They were committed to building their name. And that is something that God allowed to happen to reveal they were nothing but gaudy religious people. Now, see the progression. So then, since they're godly religious people, they're vain talk. They're a deceiver. A deceiver points out the circumcision, but notice how it's stated, especially they of the circumcision. These Jews who wanted their Judaistic and their rabbinical teachings incorporated into the ministry of the local church that would appeal to some of the Jewish folk. Now, this is like a person that is into rock music. He would want it to come into the church's music style. And verses 6 through 9 here is telling us the kind of preacher God wants who will stand against those things. And if that preacher won't stand against those things, he has problems. And one of the things that I fear more than anything sometimes when I see a young preacher, and I've been the chairman of ordination committees of several times over. Okay. And I've sat on ordination committees. And boy, I see these young men come up with the right answers. Boy, I'm excited for them. I can think of one today that is now in chartered church, that thinks full-time contemporary, adopted the ways of the world, everything else. But if you had heard him as that young preacher, that's why you got to be careful of not having a novice, and they need to be proven. But even older preachers I've seen go that way. I could name a few of those right now. I'm not going to go into that right now, but there are even older preachers that have gone that way at one time were true and faithful. And they think, well, you know, they're just old fashions. You know, they're back in the 60s. Oh, no, I'm not back in the 60s. I'm back 2,000 years ago when God wrote the book. I'm still back at God's Word. I'm from the beginning. And you know what? The Bible hasn't changed. The Word of God hasn't changed. We're told God changeth not. So why do they think that the culture trumps the Word of God? That is viciously evil. That is viciously so very wrong. The Judaizers were trying to get their way of worship in. Oh, yeah, boy, they wanted that. They wanted their fellow church members with them. I've seen those that are in the areas of Calvinism. I remember one college president says, the most faculty I've hired are Bible teachers. And that outnumbers all the other kind of faculty that I have combined together that I've hired. I says, why is that? He says, well, the Calvinists come in. They lie. They get in. They have the Marxist attitude of the end justifies the means. So it's all right to say that. To justify the means because you've got a good end. Well, their end isn't good when it's Calvinist. And so they get in, and then they find your best students, and they try to disciple them. Some of these get into local churches, and they try to disciple those kind as well. And so they're trying to impress fellow church members with their knowledge and $35 words, their philosophies. And they subvert others because they subtly subvert the Scriptures. They subtly wrest the Scriptures. My friend, that's gaudy because it has the shine only of hell, of the devil, but not the glory of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Oh, it is so quite the opposite.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on